If you're following a pattern, it should say Eloke Avram, Eloke Yitzchak, Eloke Yaakov. Except it doesn't. We say Eloke Avram, Eloke Yitzchak, Veloke Yaakov. The God of Avram, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. What's the significance of the extra vav? Why here? It could have also said Eloke Avram, Veloke Yitzchak, Veloke Yaakov. It's specifically the vav is going with the mid of Yaakov Avinu. The Reish Chachma explains that Yaakov Avinu is the one that represents Torah, Ish Tam, Yeshiva Halim, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. And therefore, since Talmud Torah corresponds to everything else, Yaakov gets this extra vav to tell us that the Midas of Avraham and the Midas of Yitzchak, that means the chesed and the gevurah, can both be found in Yaakov. He has it all. Because Yaakov is Isaac in Torah, Yaakov's involved in Torah, he therefore is a gibar and a chassid. So he has Avram's midas and Yitzchak's midas, and that synthesis comes with ve'eloke Yaakov, with the vav. Kabbalistically speaking, the Shaira Aira says the idea of Yaakov Avinu being the synthesis of Chesed and Gevura means he comes out with being the Emes. Titan Emes li Yaakov, as the Pasuk says. Yaakov is truth. And Kabbalistically speaking, the letter in the Torah which is most associated with truth is the letter of Vav. It's a Zion Parshas Vayichi. Nasatam li Ois Emes. It will give me a sign of truth. It's a Pasuk in Yehoshua. And Ois, which is called Emes, Da Ois Vav, says the Zohar Kaddish. The idea of adding a Vav is the adding the middah of truth. That's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, Titan Emes Li Yaakov. More than that, it's because Yaakov is the one who spends his life in the pursuit of truth, being challenged to always be a truthful person. And that vav is the vav achibur. It's the vav of connection. A vav that has the ability to connect people with each other. Vav is a hook. So Veloke Yaakov, joining together the middas of Avram and the middas of Yitzchak with the middah of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, the Ish Emes, the Ish Tam, the Ish Torah, the one who sets boundaries, yet reaches out. That perfect synthesis of Avraham and Yitzchak. And that's why it's his face that's Chakuk on the Merkava. He's the one who's the ultimate human being, if you like. The highest levels to aspire to is Yaakov Avinu. That perfect blend, that middle, that splendor, that synthesis, that harmony that exists at the midpoint between the left and the right, between Chesed on the extreme right and the Gevurah on the extreme left. You have that center point of Tiferes, Yaakov, and therefore that's the letter of Vav that connects them both. Veloke Yaakov, one letter that adds so much depth.